The Eva Cordia, it's me sure, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful, she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old-time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. And speaking of emails, we've got three requests this week, which we'll deal with as we go through the programme. This week here in Ireland, we were saddened to learn of the passing of Tom McBride, better known to most musicians and country music lovers as Big Tom. Big Tom was, well, he was certainly from the very beginning of country and Irish music. He hailed from a village near Castleblaney. And what I liked about Big Tom is that he, when singing country music, and regular listeners will know what I'm coming to now, when singing country and Irish music, he never put on a pseudo-American accent. He never said, "We're going to Galway Bay." He used his own distinctive County Monaghan accent, no matter what sort of country song he sang. He'd be sadly missed in the music world. He died at the age of 81. I'm going to play for you now, firstly, and we might get time for two Big Tom tracks on this week's programme. We'll start with one anyway, and the biggest hit he had of all time, entitled Four Country Roads. This tells about the village in County Galway called Glenamaddy. And he sings about the four country roads. I'll tell you what, let's listen to Big Tom and Four Country Roads.
Four country roads winding to a town in County Galway. Four country roads leading to the friends I left behind. Four dusty roads winding to the town of Glenamaddy. Four dusty roads forever in the caverns of my mind. Once in a while I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then trees where we shattered from the rain. And once in a while I see us walking home in the morning light. And oft are the time I long to see my hometown once again. Four roads from Glenamaddy, four roads that drift apart. Ways to my heart. One country road led me to the schoolhouse by the meadow, and one country road to the churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow, and one dusty road that led me on my journey far away. Four roads from Glenamaddy, four roads that drift apart. is to my heart.
Big Tom and Four Roads to Glenamaddy. Big Tom, who passed away last week. And as we say in the Irish language, Er yeshte gorev a anam. May God rest his soul. And now we come to the first of those emails I was telling you about. And this one comes from Boston. And her name, Kathleen. Now, you couldn't get a much more Irish name than that. And in her email, apart from saying lots of things about her parents and her heritage, she says, Joe, I wonder if you ever heard of a song entitled Come Back to Erin. My uncle used to sing this song whenever we had parties and get together, and I've never heard anyone else sing it. Well, I have good news for you, Kathleen, because I've found a lovely version by Brendan O'Dowda. Now, regular listeners will know Joe's a big Brendan O'Dowda fan. So many thanks for the nice things you say about the programme. And this, for you, Kathleen, is Brendan O'Dowda from a live performance of Come Back to Erin. And I hope this brings back happy memories to you.
Come back to Erin, Mavourneen, come back aroon to the land of thy birth. Come with the shamrocks in springtime, Mavourneen. Beautiful England, little we thought of the lone winter days, little we thought of the hush of the starshine over the mountain, the buffs and the braes. Then come in springtime of Urnin and its Killarney shall ring with our mirth. Then come back to Erin of Urnin, of Urnin.
well-deserved applause there for Brendan O'Dowda and the gang, and they all sang Come Back to Erin, especially for Kathleen in Boston. And I've said this countless times on Sounds Irish, my mammy used to sing that song. When I say the word mammy, we Irish people nearly always call our mother mammy, and daddy is, of course, dad. My mammy used to sing lots of songs. She taught me a lot of songs. My dad, well, he knew the words of some of the songs. He never knew a whole song. What I'm going to play for you now is a track from Anne Breen, who's singing the praises of mothers or mammies. It's entitled Pal of My Cradle Days.
What a friend, what a pal, only now I can see how you dreamed and you planned all for me. I never knew what a mother goes through. There's nothing that you
I could listen to that lady singing all day. That was Anne Breen and her version of Pal of My Cradle Days. And we'll dedicate that to all the mammies listening to Sounds Irish, no matter what part of the world they're in. Now we come to another of my favourite acts, Foster and Allen. We might even get two of them in before the end of the programme. This is one of theirs I don't think we've played before. It tells the story of the Gypsy Rover. Well, if you listen to the lyrics, he wasn't really a gypsy at all. The Gypsy Rover came over the hill, down through the valley so shady. He whistled and sang till the green wood rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
sea rover came over the hill. Down through the valley so shady, he whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-dee, ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. She left her father's castle gate, she left her fair young lover, she left her servants and her state to follow the gypsy rover. Adi-doo, adi-doo, da-day, adi-doo, adi-day-dee. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. Her father saddled up his fastest steed. He ranged the valleys all over. He sought his daughter at great speed, and the whistling gypsy rover. Adi-doo, 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 adi-doo. He whistled and sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. He came at last to a mansion fine, down by the river lady. And there was music and there was wine for the gypsy and his lady. Adi-doo, 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 sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. He is no gypsy, father dear, but lord of these lands all over. I'm going to stay till my dying day with my whistling gypsy rover. Adi-doo, adi-doo, da-dee, adi-doo, adi-dee-doo. He whistled and sang till the green was rang, and he won the heart of the lady.
I'm going to stay till my dying day with my whistling gypsy rover, Foster and Allen. Nice, that one. Now, here's a group that I don't play too often, simply because I haven't got an awful lot of their material. I'm speaking of the group Emmett Spiceland, who many years ago I had the pleasure of working with on a couple of occasions. They were just starting and they'd started recording at the time. And this was one of their big hits. From County Donegal, this one is Mary from Donegal. And he has to leave, you see, because her father doesn't think, well, he's good enough for her. Where have we heard that before? Emmett Spiceland.
Oh, then fare thee well, sweet Donegal, the Rosses and Gidore. I'm crossing the main ocean where the farewell to kind relay. Mary, you're my heart's delight, my pride and only care. It was your cruel father would not let me stay there, but tops and snakes my heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my darling girl till I return again. I wish I was in sweet alone and seated on the ground, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee a lass. I'd call for me the rock of the best, and I'd pay before I would go, and I'd roll my Mary in my arms in the town of Sweden.
The lovely harmonies of Emmett Spiceland and Mary from Dunloe. Now, a song that we played on the programme quite a few times, and I know a lot of people like it. It's Patsy Watcorn's interpretation of Red is the Rose. Listen to the lyrics. I wish I'd written this. They're brilliant.
Come over the hills, my bonny Irish lass. Come over the hills to your darling. You choose the road, love, and I'll make the vow, and I'll be your true love forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne. But my love is down by Killarney's green woods that we stray, when the moon and the stars they were shining, the moon shone its rays on her locks of golden hair, and she swore she'd be
not for the parting with with my sister Kate. 'Tis not for the grief of my mother, 'tis all for the loss of my funny Irish lass. But my heart is breaking forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne. But my love is fairer than any. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the boyne. But my love is fairer than any.
Now it's time for an instrumental. It's been a bit sleepy round here lately, so we're going to liven things up with some fine banjo playing from Jerry O'Connor, Francie Brereton's Jig. Well, you actually got two for the price of one there, because first of all, Jerry O'Connor was playing Fancy Brereton's jig, and then he changed from a jig to a reel, entitled Patsy Kelly. That is amazing banjo playing in my book. Lately, I've been listening to an album I've got by Mick Galvin. I've had it for some time, but I haven't played it right through until recently. And I've discovered some lovely tracks. He has a wonderful voice, and he gets some great arrangements. Listen to Mick Galvin telling us all about In an Irish Country Home.
In an Irish country home, one evening long ago, sat an old man and his little daughter Nell. Said the girl with Irish glee, as she played on Papa's knee, "You promise me a story you would tell. Come tell me of the past, of my mother dear," she asked. "Come tell me how she used to love," she cried. "Handsome Nell," the old man said, as he slowly bent his head. Tears were in his eyes, he then replied, "She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset low. Much I loved her. When your mother took my name long, long ago." We were married, she and I, and in every way we tried to make our house a home of happiness. Till one bright September's morn, on the day that you were born, God took her to a brighter home above. She was sweeter than the blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset low. But I never will forget how much I loved her. When your mother took my name long, long ago. In an Irish country home, one evening long ago, said an old man to his little daughter Nell, "Though the best of friends must part, she was dearer to my heart, for your mother was the only one I loved. For your mother was the only one I loved."
Hasn't he got a good voice? Mick Galvin there, and In an Irish Country Home. And we'll be hearing more from the aforementioned Mr. Galvin in future programmes. Okay, a lively one now from Briar Folk, singing the praises of the boys of Killybegs. Killybegs, a well-known fishing port up in where? Donegal.
There high and rugged hills on the coast of Donegal, and the fishermen are hardy, brave and free. And the big Atlantic swell is a thing I know right well, as the play to take a living from the sea. With the peasant rolling sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet are gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybanks come rolling home. Now you're heading out to sea, and the wind is blowing free, and you cast your nets as rain begins to fall. But the sun comes riding high, and the clouds will soon go by, and maybe today you'll take a bumper haul. With a pleasant road and sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet are gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybanks come rolling home. Now the weather's blowing rough, and the work is very tough, and the ropes and raise the welds upon your hands. But you'll never leave the sea, for whoever you may be, when it's in your blood, it's hard to live on land. With a pleasant road and sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet are gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybanks come rolling home. Now there's purple on the hills, and there's green on by the shore, and the sun has spread its gold upon the sea. And there's silver down below, where the herring beaches go, and we catch them, there'll be gold for you and me. With a pleasant rolling sea, and the herring running free, and the fleet all gliding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, there'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybanks come rolling home. When the boys of Killybanks